You've had a horribly long day at work, and you come home very stressed out, just so tense, and I can just see it in you, and your posture, and the way you walk in the door, that you're just horribly stressed out. Just one of those bad days. So I go up to you, and I plant a kiss on your lips, and hope that might cheer you up a little bit. And it does, I can see, but you're still very, very tense. So I go into the kitchen, and I grab your favorite bottle of scotch and pour you a drink and bring that to you, and I tell you to sit down in a chair and put your feet up. You do that, and you take a couple sips, and you're sitting in the chair with your head leaning back with your eyes closed, and looks like you're finally slowly starting to unwind. And I come up and I start run my fingers through your hair and let my nails gently rub against your scalp, and the contented sigh that leaves your mouth proves that this is helping. And I begin to massage your neck and your shoulders while you're sitting in the chair, and I lean down and whisper in your ear, "Do you want to take this to the bedroom?" You open your eyes and you give me this smile. "Of course," you say. So you stand up, and I take you by the hand, and I lead you to the bedroom, and you're standing there, still dressed for work, of course. And so I take the time, and I undo your tie and slip it off your head. And slowly, I work my way through the buttons on your shirt. When I have your shirt entirely unbuttoned, I push my hands underneath, and my hands rub against your chest and push your shirt over your shoulders. And on my way back to under your pants, I let my nails just gently just kind of scratch against your chest a little bit. Not enough to hurt or anything, just to give that really pleasant sensation. That's just a really nice sensation. And then I reach your belt buckle, and I undo your belt buckle, and then your button and zipper on your pants, and I push those down your hip, so you kick them off. So then all you're wearing right now are your black Calvin Kleins, and I push you onto the bed, so you're sitting down, and at this point you're a little, you're eye level with my chest, and you reach for me and you grab me around my waist, and you kind of nuzzle your face into my chest. No, granted I'm still fully closed, but it's still a very nice sensation. You just kind of hug me a little bit, sigh contently. I pull away, running my hands over your shoulders, and up through your hair, and whatnot, and I tell you, lay back up on the bed. So you crawl, you lean back, and you get into the middle of the bed, and you're stretched out. You look at me and you say, "It's not fair that I'm almost fully undressed here. You need to get naked." I was like, "Oh, okay then." So I stand there, and I take off my t-shirt and my jeans, and so I'm standing just in my bra and panties and crawl on the bed. Hmm. you lean back and you look quite a bit more relaxed now than when you did when you walked through the door. So that's that. So I guess my good treatment's been helpful so far. But I'm sitting there next to you, and I slowly start just letting my hand nail just roam across your chest and your pecs and just your stomach, and just feeling the muscles and your skin, and just enjoying the sensation of touching you. And you have your eyes closed, and I can just tell you're enjoying it. I move to your arms, and so I start massaging your arms and your hands, and, want one arm all nice and relaxed. And when I do, I give it the same treatment. I gently rub my hands with fingers and my nails just run across your skin of your arm. And then I move back to your chest and your stomach and let my fingers and nails just roam again across to you. And then I bypass your hips and stuff. You're still wearing your little boxer briefs there. And I work towards your leg and your thigh, and I gently begin to massage the top of your thigh, and I work my way down your leg to your calf and your foot. Give you a nice little foot massage. And then I let my hands run up the inside of your leg to the inside of your thigh and run around the edge of your boxers. I can tell you're starting to really enjoy this. And then I move to your other leg, your other inner thigh, and run my fingers across your other inner thigh, and I massage your leg, and you move down your leg to your foot and give it the same treatment. I let my hands run up your leg and just enjoying the feel of your skin and the muscles and the hard muscles underneath, and your contented sighs and gentle moans that come out of your mouth. And then I work up here, move to your other side, and move to your other arm. Gently massage your arm and your hand again, and definitely then start playing, letting my hands just run gently over your arm and your biceps. I think I'm enjoying this, doing this to you as much as you're receiving it. And then I lean down, lean over you, and I place a gentle kiss on your cheek and to your chin, across your jaw, to your other cheek, and bypassing your lips entirely. I lean back, and your lips are kind of puckered like you're expecting me to kiss you, so I do. Nice, sweet. It's very sweet, gentle, soft kiss. And a nice sigh. Very gentle sigh leaves you, and I lean back, your eyes open, and just give me this look of just not necessarily lust or want. You're just content and happy. I let my hand run down your chest and your stomach, and I get to the edge of the elastic band of your underwear and let my fingers kind of run underneath, across your pelvic bone. You just kind of give me this look there. You're like, if you're gonna go there, you're gonna do more than just play. So I lean back and I scoot back, and I gently take your boxer briefs off, so I know you're laying there naked. Your cock definitely hard. You've definitely enjoyed this so far. I let my fingers run across your hips. Your pelvic bone not touching you. Definitely not touching you. Across your inner thighs and, you know, just touching you everywhere else but where you want me to. I do this for a little longer until you let out kind of a semi-frustrated little growl, and I look up and you just kind of give me this look that you're like, please, just please. So I look, so I get a nice little idea in my head. So I lean down and I place a kiss right above the head of your cock on your stomach. I'm definitely not touching you. Right above it. And I can't even go down. I start placing kisses across your hips, down your pelvic, around your pelvic area, down to your thighs, back up, over your hips, to your stomach, and your chest, up your neck, up your jaw, back to your lips. And when I reach your lips, you, instead of a very sweet, gentle kiss, you just kiss me passionately. You reach up and you run my hands into my hair and you just kiss the hell out of me. You release me and I can see a hunger in your eyes. That you just want this to happen. You're ready. You're ready for your release. So kiss my way down your jaw, down your neck, down your chest, back to that delicious cock of yours, and kind of look at it for a moment, thinking, how should I go about doing this? So I lean forward and run my tongue from the base to the tip, and I just hear your sharp intake of breath. Your cock twitches a little bit. The sensation. Take the head in my mouth and run my tongue all over, savoring the taste of you. You taste good. Very good. I take some more of your cock in my mouth and continue to run my tongue all over you. Sensitive underside, right into the head, and just lavishing your cock with attention. I'd start a gentle suction on you, bobbing my head up and down, just enough. My mouth is lavishing you and your cock and pleasure. My hands are running up and down your hips and your legs, and I'm just enjoying having your cock in my mouth just so much. It's so hard and wonderful. I take you out of my mouth for a moment and let my hand run on your up and down, your fingers just touching your hard cock, just enjoying the sensation of the muscle and the skin and the slickness my saliva has made it. And you just, I look up at you and your eyes are closed and you're slightly panting for breath. I bring your cock back to my lips and sort of gently taking you back in, I just take you all the way in, just all the way in. Totally deep, just completely deep throat you. It takes you off guard a little bit as the kind of groan, the animalistic groan that kind of comes out of your mouth. You know, at that, come back up a little ways and go back down, and they just kind of take you almost out of the mouth and take you all the way back in just a few more times, and you're just writhing in pleasure underneath of me. I'm getting wet just doing this to you. It's such a turn on. Oh. So. I come up and just the head of your mouth, your cock is in my mouth, and I'm just running my tongue all over it, just savoring that taste and the sensation of your cock in my mouth, just enjoying it so much. And then you reach in and put your hand, or run your hands through my hair, and kind of gently grab handfuls and tug just a little bit, and kind of push my head back down, and I take, you know, go back, and I just let you gently work my mouth on your cock and just enjoying it so very much. From the noises you're making, you're enjoying it just as much. You pull me up off of you and you look at me, you're like, I don't want to come this way. And I was like, really? And you're like, yeah. So you lean up, sit up, reach forward, and you grab my face, and you kiss me, you know, tasting yourself on my lips. Your hand reaches down, and you slowly slip one bra strap off one shoulder, the other one off the other shoulder, and you reach around me and unhook my bra, let it fall in between us. You run your hands over my arms, my shoulders, and then you gently move them, my breast, and you just gently cup my breast, and just feel so nice. Feel so good. And then you me close to you, and you lay back down, so you pull me down with you, so I'm laying next to you, and you're kissing me, and running your hands all over my back, and over my butt that's still got my panties on, and run your hands underneath, and just grazing the top of my butt. Oh, that feels good. You sit up, and kind of smile devilishly at me, and you just kind of crawl down a little bit towards the end, you know, towards the end of the bed, and you pull my panties off of me, and spread my legs a bit, and you're crawling between them, and you just give me this look, they're like, haha, time for payback, and oh, payback's gonna be good, oh, I can't wait. You start kissing my thighs. You're kissing my inner thighs. It feels so nice. Do the same thing I did to you, and you kiss everywhere but where I want you to. And your hands are running across my hips, my stomach. Feel so good. So very, very good. Then you lean forward and run your tongue across me. That feels good. you look me a few more times. Roll your tongue around my clit. Oh, I feel good. All over me. It's like against my clit. Oh. You reach up and you insert one finger inside of me. Oh. Feeling how tight and wet I am. Oh. I'm so wet. So very wet. Oh. Let your tongue get to you. Flicking and licking or encircling my clit. As your finger moves in and out of me. That second finger. Oh, I feel so good. Oh, I want to come so bad. You lean back and lay my breathlessly. You just smile. You kiss your way up my stomach, up my chest, my breasts, and place nice lingering kisses on my nipples, twirling your tongue around them. Feeling up and you kiss me. I can taste myself on you. I can feel your hard cock rubbing against my leg, and I want you. I want you so bad. I open close my eyes and we, our gazes lock and I look at you and I just said, I want you. Just, I have to have you right now. So you, lean back down and just kiss me and I wrap my legs around, your hips, giving you a perfect position. You reach in and place your cock, the head of your cock, at my end, my opening, and oh, that feels good. Just edge it just a little in, and oh, oh, that feels good. Push in a little farther. I'm still spasming from that orgasm. Work yourself a little farther and oh, oh, oh. And I finally just pull you closer to me as my legs and I just, oh, oh, oh. You're on the way in. Oh, and you feel so good. Very good. Oh. Pull back and you thrust back in gently. Starting at a very slow, gentle pace. You kiss me and kiss the grandmage. My neck. You bite me just ever so gently, just oh, oh, oh. I feel good. Just gentle love bite. You suck the little skin of my neck into your mouth a little bit. Marking me as yours. Oh. Oh. Oh, the whole time just keeping a slow, steady, gentle pace up. Oh, reach up and I bring my hands into your hair and I gently pull your head from me and I lock it between you. Say, I want harder, faster. Oh, oh, if you speed up just a hair more. Oh. 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 Oh, that feels good. Oh. Oh. Just a little faster now. Harder. Oh. Faster. You're not gonna last much longer. Oh. You're twinning down. You are against my clit. Final thrust didn't come inside of me. My heart's beating. We're both right there, trying to catch our breath. You lift your head up a little bit and you look at me, you're like, and you ask, think you can make it to the shower? I look at him like, give me a moment. I don't know if my legs will work yet. Oh.